The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants, price may vary.
Talk is Jericho, baby. Talk is Jericho. Talk is Jericho, mama. Talk is me.
All right, welcome to Talk is Jericho. It is the pod of thunder and rock and roll, and we're examining more conspiracy theories today with our flat earth reality friend, David Weiss, and a friend of his who is simply known as RV, short for Russian Viz. We don't even know this guy's real name. When I asked him, he wouldn't tell me. Why the secret identity? Because he's talking all about the satanic government. That's right, the shadowy folks who secretly run the government and control society. RV is explaining why he considers 9/11, the Sandy Hook shooting, the Boston Marathon bombing to be among the most obvious hoaxes in history, and how the satanic government orchestrated all three tragic events. He's also explaining how Vince McMahon is fully in the know about the satanic government and how the government uses the WWE to spread their mind control programming. Fascinating stuff. And wait till you hear what RV and David have to say about the movie Back to the Future and Roddy Piper's movie They Live. They aren't what you think they are. And RV and David say repeatedly that they know how crazy all of this sounds, but they just want everyone to educate themselves and then make up their own minds. They aren't trying to force anything on you. And listen, I know this is controversial stuff, to say the least, and I really do want to hear what you guys think about all this, but let's keep it civil, okay? No hate. Let's get ready to get riled up with RV and David Weiss. And once again, these are not the opinions of the purveyors of Talk is Jericho. Not my opinions, not the opinions of Westwood One, only the opinions of David Weiss and RV and all those who believe in the satanic government. I'm merely giving them a forum to air their thoughts and theories and hopefully give you guys something to think about. And here's something to think about. Rock and Roll with Fozzy in the United States. The Judas Rising Tour starting Friday, August 24th in Atlanta, Georgia at Smith's. Remember, less than 10 tickets left. They might even be sold out right now. Go to FozzyRock.com if you live in Atlanta. And then after that, Adelita's Way, Stone Broken and The Stir coming out with us in Birmingham on the 25th, Huntsville on the 26th, Clarksville on the 29th. And then we continue on from there. 31st, The Little Rock, Arkansas. All over the place. Joliet, Omaha, Des Moines. I'm going to go through the whole list week by week, but you can go to FozzyRock.com right now and get tickets for all the shows. It's the rock and roll tour of the fall. One of the most entertaining, energetic rock and roll bands you'll ever see, if I do say so myself, talking about my band, Fozzy. And with one of the best VIP meet and greets in the business, we do a mini concert for you. We spend some time with you, answering your questions, hanging out, signing your autographs. You want to bring some wrestling stuff, we'll do that. Take some pictures. We have a great time. So go to FozzyRock.com for all the details on how to make Fozzy VIP happen and get tickets for all the upcoming gigs. All right, speaking of upcoming, let the controversy and conspiracies begin as we delve into the satanic government with David Weiss and the mysterious RV right here on Talk is Jericho. All right, so a few months ago, we had a very controversial guest, David Weiss, hooked up by the fine guys at Keep It at 100. We talked about the flat earth. What do we call it? Not the flat earth theory, the flat earth situation.
Reality,
the flat earth reality. And I'll tell you what, like I told you on the phone, David, we might as well have been done a show about the crucifixion of Mother Teresa or something, as far as the controversy that we got from it. People loved it, people hated it, everything in between. Were you surprised by all the reaction that you got from that, David?
Absolutely not. Flat Earth is the most polarizing topic you can bring up to a truther and to somebody that is just lost in the realm of nonsense that we live in. It's because we are programmed from birth to about the ball. You know, Sesame Street. You know, everything, every school, every grade, every movie, it's all about the globe. And when you try to tell someone that's not true, you're ripping their foundation out from underneath them.
Well, and that's kind of what happened. And during the course of that podcast, you mentioned something that kind of stuck out to me. You mentioned the satanic government and said, don't get me started on that. That's a whole other show. Well, that whole other show has arrived because here we are with the returning David Weiss. And then you have brought a satanic government expert with you, David. Why don't you do the introduction?
Wait, before we do the introduction, the satanic government, jumping to that is like teaching someone to swim for 5 minutes and then throwing them off an ocean liner in the middle of the ocean and saying, swim back to the United States or England. That's essentially what we're going to do to you today and to your audience. And I just say, listen and don't believe us. Whatever you do, don't believe us. Check it out yourself. Look at all of the stuff. Take the time. And then you will see that we're not talking nonsense, because it is so easy to believe anything because it takes no effort. I tell you something, someone tells you something, you believe it and you're done. You go watch TV, drink beer, go to WWE, event, and it doesn't matter. If you want to know the truth, it takes time and effort and thought.
Well, and it's like you said, it was a great analogy. We were talking about just the concept of the name, the satanic government, and Ben is with you. Now, Ben, does Ben have a last name or he does not go by
just... So, Ben is his first name. I'll introduce him. He goes by Russian Vids, and he has done amazing work. He had a massive YouTube channel, but YouTube says, we're not going to let people know the truth, and they've taken him off of YouTube. He'll tell you where you can find him. Ben, you there?
I'm here, David.
We call him RV for short, Russian Vids.
So it's just RV, Ben, RV, no last name necessary.
Yeah, absolutely. There's only one me, and with my last name, easy to find.
Ben, why did YouTube shut down your channel, Ben?
Well, what it comes down to, I've been doing a lot of coverage of a lot of the PSYOPs and just a lot of covering of the satanic government, like David mentioned. And the bottom line is I know how they operate. They operate by signs, symbols, dates, numbers, and colors, a different language than we're accustomed to. So a lot of people cannot see through the deception when they don't understand how these people communicate and how they work. So what happened was a day before the so-called London attacks on 322, I made a video stating, watch out for tomorrow. This is a big day for Skull and Bones Freemasonry. And what happened was, the very next day, something happened. And I made a video, follow-up video, saying, you know, basically, I told you so. So after that happened, I started covering the events and pointing things out. And to make a long story short, the Daily Mail UK got a hold of my video. And they did their best to try to lambast me, make me look really bad as a so-called conspiracy theorist, talking about the dates and everything that revolved around this PSYOP, the psychological operation, which was the anniversary of the so-called Belgian bombing. So it was a year to the day. You had the Belgian bombing, then you had the so-called London attack. And like I said, basically, I outed it. And after that, what happened was YouTube got word about it, that I made a video regarding this, and they had me shut down. So after that, I was pretty much done. And I've been on 153news.net since then, because once I start a channel on YouTube and they find out, I'm done. They yanked me right away. Too close to the truth, and they can't have that.
So
go
ahead, David.
Real quick. For those of you that don't know, YouTube is whitewashing history. On all the events that we're going to talk about today, there used to be a ton of information, but they have been deleting channels, censoring, calling it bullying, and you really can't find truth on YouTube anymore.
So when you mentioned 322, Ben, you said that you knew something was going to happen. Is that because of the numbers involved in that date?
Yeah, these people, that when they operate, for example, when events happen, and this is going to sound really absurd to a lot of people, I totally understand, totally get it. It's, like I said, a new language. For example, when you look at events throughout history, for example, the Pentagon in Washington, the groundbreaking was in 1941, September 11th, 1941. Then 50 years to the day, George Bush gives a speech about the New World Order on September 11th, 1991. And then 10 years to the day after that, you have 9/11 happen. 60 years after the groundbreaking, the Pentagon gets attacked. And supposedly, the Twin Towers, the supposed crash of a plane in Shanksville. So they work off dates. Not to go on too long, but for example, like a complete fabrication, which is going to sound, again, crazy, is the O.J. Simpson trial, which was nothing more than a fabrication to divide the nation. They work by dates. For example, O.J. Simpson being a 33 name, and I'll get into the number 33, but just to set the foundation, he was sued after the trial. He was sued by the Goldman family for $33 million. Then 13 years to the day, he was convicted of stealing back his own merchandise and sent to prison for 33 years. So they work off this number system. They do things by the numbers. And it sounds absolutely absurd. But for example, not to go on too long about the O.J. case, because it's going to sound crazy for someone to say, oh, it's a fabrication. When you look at all the attorneys, you look at Marsha Clark, you look at Christopher Darden, you look at even the D.A., Gil Garcetti, they're all right now working in Hollywood, making movies. So they went from being lawyers to being actors in Hollywood. And it's completely this world is nothing what it seems. There's a song by Madonna called The American Life, and the lyrics go, I'm just living out the American dream, and I just realized that nothing's what it seems. And it's like this. When you walk out of your house, what you see is real. When you turn on your TV, it's not real. It's not reality. And why is that? The people that run this world, the few that control the many, they're not going to just cover a real news story per se and give it 24/7 coverage. They create the news. They basically control the minds. What you believe is what you think, and that's your reality. So this is the matrix that they have created. But getting back to the O.J. case, you know, if anybody has seen this, his very first interview was with a woman named Ruby Wax, who's a 33 name also. At the very end of this interview, O.J. has a banana in his hand. As she opens the door, he does a stabbing motion with his banana. He looks at the camera with a big smile on his face. He's basically telling the American people in the world, you all been punked. This is just a fabrication.
What is the 33 name? You said that a couple of times.
Well, that's the most important thing. And if you look at a lot of the images I sent to David, you get a good grasp of it. The 33 represents, and it's everywhere in society, the 33 represents the fallen angel bloodline. It says in the Bible how a third of the stars or a third of the angels were thrown to earth. So when you look over Washington and you...
Wait, RV, let me interrupt, RV. What he's asking you, though, what a 33 name is, there's a calculator. They use this. What's the name of the gematria calculator?
I was going to get to that, David. But
it's where they where they assign all of the letters to a number. A is one, B is two.
Yeah, gotcha.
There's a couple calculators. So when you put a name into this calculator, it comes out to be 33.
Gotcha.
Yes.
So it seems insane when you think, well, how could they plan that with so many people? And it is insane. But if you watch, the amount of times that it happens far exceeds any possibility of a coincidence.
Yeah, and I'll explain that. I was definitely going to get into that with the Pythagorean numerology in Chaldean, but they mainly use Pythagorean. And Pythagorean is very important. He's a Greek philosopher, a Freemason. He's the one that invented the ball earth. He's the one that came with the whole concept of the ball earth. It was put on the shelf. And then later on, Copernicus, he's the one that gets credit for it. But to get back to Washington, D.C., if you look at an overhead view of the streets itself, it's shaped like a upside-down pentagram. But one line is not converging. That represents a broken star, basically a fallen star that fell to Earth that's broken. So when you look at Hollywood, there's a reason for absolutely everything they do. When you see the stars on the Hollywood walkway, the sidewalks, those represent stars that were that fallen from the heavens to Earth. So that's why they have them on the streets, they have them all lined up. So stars are, you know, this is the main important thing when it comes to stars. When you look at stars, they're all in flags. They are on all these military jet fighters. So it's a worldwide thing. And numbers too. People will get the concept of this massive conspiracy when people realize all nations use the number system, the same number system from the start. Not one nation says, no, we're going to use our own numerical system. That tells you right there it's a conspiracy from the start.
RV, let me ask you a quick question just before we get too far down the rabbit hole here. You mentioned that the OJ thing was all fabricated to just tear the nation apart. So you're saying that there was no actual murders, that Nicole Simpson and Ronald Goldman weren't murdered?
No, they weren't murdered. So they weren't murdered. And there's so much symbology with it as well. It's biblical reference, like the white bronco represents the white horse. And on the license plate itself, there's a, it begins with a three, ends with a three. It says Dye, D-Y-E. And you never see O.J. in the Bronco. All you see is A.C. Cowling's driving it down. And one thing is very important. It was a low-speed chase. Why? Because they got to make it look real. Like, look, he's trying to escape. They're trying to get away from the police. But to make it safe with this psychological operation, it was a low-speed chase. If in reality, who's going to do that? You're going to try to get away from the police. You're going to go as fast as you can. So they're just doing it safely. So when people see this car going down the freeway and the car ends up at Rockingham, it's all in slow motion. They want to do it safely because they don't want it's a crazy world, but they didn't want anybody to die over some crazy chase on the freeway.
Well, then where are the quote unquote supposed victims then? Witness protection program or what happens to them?
Well, the thing is this, a lot of people, when it comes down to this, they have this all mapped out where these people obviously have to come up with a new identity or they're, you know, they could be multiple. Some even say it's Denise Brown was Nicole, because if you watch the actual verdict being read off, you see Denise Brown and she's sitting in the audience and there's no reaction whatsoever. There's zero reaction. There's no tears in her eyes. She acts like she's crying during the trial, but there's not a single teardrop. Here's something interesting about Kimberly Goldman, the daughter, Fred Goldman. She's on a CNN interview. They're talking about the whole OJ deal. And she's talking about how she saw OJ in a parking lot. And she's sitting there like revving her car and saying, should I run him over or shouldn't I? I mean, things like this, it's just, and here's the funny thing about CNN. On this production they did, they said, this story is so crazy. If you wrote it, no one will believe it. They're like mocking us with these stories. So when you first hear this, of course, it sounds absolutely crazy. But this is the methods of those that own and control this world. Even Kato Kaelin, admitted actor, everybody involved, Robert Kardashian, what happened with his family? Well, of course, the Kardashian family, the Kim, Khloe, and Kourtney, that's the KKK. Why is it KKK? K is the 11th letter in the alphabet, so you get 11, 11, 11, 33. So again, people need to understand. For example, even, you know, of course, the KKK, which was founded by Albert Pike, the most famous Freemason in U.S. history, his name in numerology is 33, but the KKK was based on 33. Just like, for example, Citibank, Walgreens, JCPenney, all these are in the numerology are 33. See, it's like the movie They Live, where people see words, but they see numbers associated. For example, when you have a lot of celebrities, like, say, Vin Diesel was born Mark Sinclair, but they changed it to Vin Diesel because Vin Diesel is 33 in numerology. Bill Clinton was born Bill Blythe, but it was changed to Clinton to get 33. So there's a lot of that going on. There's celebrities that are actually born with 33 names, but if you don't, they will give you a 33 name. Joan Rivers is another example. She was born Joan Malinsky. It was changed to Joan Rivers because Joan Rivers is 33.
Okay. The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Ben, let me ask you a question, and then you to David. So we kind of did jump ahead and missing a part. So the satanic government, what you're saying is there's a lot of these people with the 33 names, are they placed in society because they're working for the satanic government? Is the satanic government actually based around Satan, or is that just a analogy for the conspiracy? And what is the government's point in all of this? What do they want out of all of this? I know those are kind of some big questions, but I think we have to establish that before we can go into some of these other details.
Yeah, absolutely. When it comes down to it, the head man in Freemasonry in U.S. history is Albert Pike. And right now, they have a statue of him standing right now in D.C. He was a former KKK man, a former Southern general, and they have a statue. You never hear about him in school because Freemasonry has never mentioned the school system. Why would they let out their secrets? See, knowledge is power. Why would they give out their power to the public?
And what is Freemasonry?
But getting back to what you're saying, I'm sorry, Chris, but getting back to what you're saying about, is this a real entity? Well, let me just put it this way. There's a creator, and I believe if there's a creator and there's this Lucifer or devil, in Albert Pike's book, Morals and Dogma, he says Lucifer is the true God. And no one, it's not mentioned in the news. It's not mentioned. But again, if you go to D.C., there's a statue of him. And on the shield of his statue, it has 33 on it. So what it comes down to it is, are they just playing the role of Satan? You know, the way I see it is there is a God. And if they're playing this role of the devil, I don't think they are. I truly believe they are not doing all this for no reason, just to play a gag on the world. And they're hiding it. The occult means hidden. They're doing all these things in secret that no one can see. So there's definitely
why like that. What's the end game for them?
The end game is control. It's all about control, and that's what it comes down to. It's how the few control the many, and you know, the way they operate and the way they do things. It's like a lot of people work on randoms, and a lot of people just do things like they don't know what they're gonna do tomorrow. These people have things mapped out. Like, for example, 9/11. Okay, the tower construction started in 1968. The towers came down in 2001. That's 33-year difference. By a 33-year-old pilot, so-called pilot, Muhammad Atta. So people need to understand, before these towers were constructed, they were meant to come down by the numbers. And this is – someone that's new to this is, of course, it's going to sound absolutely insane and crazy. But it's like this. It's like painting a picture. When someone's painting a picture, when you first start, you don't see anything. Or you first put together a puzzle that's 10,000 pieces, you're not going to see anything. You got to wait till more pieces are put together, and you're going to see how it all unfolds. So initially, of course,
RV.
Yeah.
Also, on 9/11, it was a ritual about the two towers becoming one tower. You know, the Twin Pines in Back to the Future becoming the Lone Pine Mall. Back to the Future, for those of you that don't know, is a complete story about 9/11. There's tons of videos on.
What do you mean?
It's absolutely a documentary of 9/11. There's scenes in there. Oh, there's RV. I'll let RV go in a second, but. Yeah. In the movie, you remember Doc and Marty are in the parking lot of the Twin Pines Mall, and a van comes in with Arabs that look just like the 9/11 hijackers that come in, and it goes on from there. You know, Zemeckis, the producer of the show, also came out with The Wire exactly 30 years later, RV?
Yeah.
And Wire, which is the story of the guy that walked across the towers. And if you look in the movie, watching the movie, it's Marty McFly. He's dressed like him, the same leather jacket, the same everything, same hair. There's a video, and because we can't really go into it on the podcast, but it's called, just search on YouTube for 9/11 Back to the Future. Scrawny to Brawny has the best version. That's the name of the channel. It'll blow your mind. There's all sorts of symbolism all through the movie that paint the entire picture of 9/11.
You're kidding.
Stuff is, human, yeah, David, actually, it's Barely Human 11 that first made the whole documentary. But here's an interesting concept, and this is what they work on concepts. When you watch Back to the Future 2, you're going to see old man McFly hanging upside down when he enters the house. For anybody that's seen Back to the Future 2.
Yeah.
Now he enters this room where they have the screen, and it's not working properly. And you see the Twin Pines show up. Then you'll see the Twin Towers. Now, what's interesting is you'll see the Statue of Liberty in that quarters, in the house. What you see is the old man McFly is upside down. And what happens on the TV, since it's broken, the Twin Towers go up. So from the old man McFly's perspective, the towers are coming down. So, you know, we have to understand.
If you watch that scene, the TV kind of fizzles out from the bottom up, but he's upside down, and it looks exactly like the tower is just crumbling to the ground. And the Statue of Liberty lamp they have in the room is in the exact position that it would be if you were viewing the towers from New Jersey with Statue of Liberty in between.
Yeah, from the harbor view.
These are not coincidences. This is done. You know, the 9/11 was planned before those buildings were built. That's a hard one to wrap your mind around. But these people plan, you know, 100 years in advance on some of this stuff.
Yeah. And I want to interject here. You know, people talk about, well, how did the towers come down? It was... And I'm going to bring a wrestling reference because Vince McMahon is in the know. Good friends with Trump. He's in the know 100%. When you have a tag team called Demolition, going against a tag team called the Twin Towers. They're telling you how they're going to do a demolition. And demolition always came up over top over the Twin Towers. But what it comes down to is people say, well, you know, demolitions are always from the bottom. But these are 110 stories. By the way, in numerology, Rockefeller, who was behind it, David Rockefeller, who's behind the Twin Towers construction, he's 110 in numerology. Each of the Twin Towers is 110 in the floors. So what it comes down to, when the towers came down, if you look closely, of course, the two towers come down from top to bottom. Why is that? It was an unconventional controlled demolition where they want to bring the towers down without having collateral damage to the surrounding building. So they wanted this ritualistic demolition of these buildings, but they didn't want to damage any of the other buildings. So if you look closely at some of the footage, you'll see a ripple from the top going down in the center of these towers. So again, there weren't these so-called hijackers, a 33-year-old, a pilot. This is, you know, all that footage we saw on TV was CGI. It was like, you're basically, when you watch TV, it's like watching a movie, literally.
Chris,
yeah.
There used to be a ton of videos on YouTube. Most of them are gone, but I'm just going to plug a website, which is called Stop, Look, Think. And all of the videos that are missing from YouTube are posted there on the 9/11 pages. And if you watch the towers falling down, what you'll see is you'll see explosions below the fall line where windows are being blown out. You can see smoke popping out of those windows. And that's all of the beams being blown up before the fall actually gets there. The building fell through all of those floors fast, at the same speed as if you threw a bowling ball out the window and it fell through the air, even eliminate the air, no air resistance, it fell at the same speed. Imagine clapping your hands 100 times in 10 seconds. Can you do it?
No.
It was supposed to a pancake clap, boom, 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 boom. And each floor, you know, blew up the next floor. That would have taken well over a minute, even if it was possible, came down in 10 seconds.
So once again, why? Why would the satanic government orchestrate the destruction of the Twin Towers?
You know, it's ritualistic. And you know, it's funny, going back in time, and I want to say this too, but getting back to Albert Pike, it's all going to make sense. When he has a quote going way back in time, when people need heroes, we'll create one for them. That's getting to John Lennon. There's an old interview with John Lennon talking about those that run this world. And he's no hero, but he portrays the hero saying, you know, I'm trying to figure out what the Russian government's trying to do, what they're doing, what the U.S. government, what the U.K. government is doing. I think they're a bunch of psychopaths. But you know, the crazy thing is, someone will call me crazy for saying this. This is from John Lennon during an interview, and I believe it was with BBC. We're basically ruled over psychotic psychopaths that do things beyond the human mind. Like, people will say, well, I don't see a purpose for this. It's fear-based. It's to keep people petrified with fear. And that's a main thing of control, is keeping people in a constant state of fear. You can rule over people. And it also has the public run to the government, who creates these problems. You run to them for help, but they don't know. They're the ones creating these problems. So there's multiple angles. You know, you have Larry Silverstein that made billions of dollars off these towers from his contract after he bought the towers. He signed that, you know, if there's a terrorist attack that happens, he would cash out. So there's multiple reasons. There's never a single reason why they do things. But the bottom line is, they want to keep us in the constant state of fear. Fake terrorist attacks, fake shootings, fake everything. It doesn't mean, for example,
Chris, as I talked about last time, it's to keep us in fear. When you're in fear, just think about it. You give up your power. You give up your ability to think clearly, and thinking and thoughts create the world that we live in. So if you're in a constant state of fear and you reach out to the government asking for their protection, you're giving away all of your power and you become a slave to the government. And that's what they want. Keep us in fear. They have, you know, they do stuff that is beyond what people can even fathom. And good, RV. You finished that.
I want to say this. I'm talking about psychopaths here. That's what we're dealing with. And you got to hear me out with this, where you have these so-called events that happen. For example, you had these so-called in Orange County in Florida with the Pulse nightclub. And you had a man, and this was not to be derogatory, but this was a gay nightclub. And you had a man named Angel Colin, who was shot in the buttocks. A man named Colin shot in the buttocks. And on the panel, on stage, when he was talking, there was Dr. Lube, Dr. Cheatham, and Dr. Parrish. Now you go to Sandy Hook. You had a corner named Dr. Carver. Like, he's carving up people. And you got to see his press conference. He's laughing, giggling through the whole thing. Then you go to old news stories. For example, you have the John Bobbitt story. A man that supposedly had his penis cut off, bobbed off. And then you go to other similar stories. Anthony Weiner, who was all over TMZ, CNN, for showing off his wiener. You see how it's a play on names? Their first woman in space, her name was Sally Ride. How does this happen? They're fabricating this, and they're playing with this like we're children.
Hey, man, my shops teacher in high school was Mr. Woods, and he taught wood class. So there you go.
There are coincidences sometimes.
Right. I was going to point out, there are coincidences with numbers. Some names will be a 33. It happens a lot. So people will look and go, well, see, I know that person, or my name is a 33 and I'm not. So therefore, the rest of it's fake. That's nonsense. Mm-hmm. There's too much of it. Not only is it beyond coincidence, it's beyond what I could imagine anyone could actually plan, because these people are different than us.
So what does the satanic government accomplish by fabricating the Pulse nightclub shooting, for example, if that's what you guys are saying?
Yes.
What do they get out of it?
What they get out of it is multiple things. First off, you know, in the future, is setting up future gun laws. Like in Australia, they had this is a one world government. That's one thing that needs to be put down. They always talk about the New World Order. No, it's already a New World Order here. It's already been established. They're all working together. So people are waiting for something that's already here.
Right.
So getting back to Pulse and these events, it's more to it that we need to show with visuals. We're just, you know, doing this podcast. We just have to explain it. But going back in time, there was this shooting in Australia, in Tasmania, by a young man named Martin Bryant, who attended this Newtown High School, who supposedly massacred all these people. And from that, they passed gun laws in Australia where they're banned. So they haven't done it yet here. They haven't done it yet, but it's setting the stage where future gun control. Right now, it's shooting up sales with guns. But later on, they're going to take, I believe they're going to take them away in time. So it's called solution reaction. So the government creates problems. They also have the solution for these problems that they create. So this is what it's about, is steering people in a certain direction. You know, it's like I said, the few control the many. They're not just going to cover random news stories. No one's calling what the shootings in Chicago fake. It's what they present on TV. They don't look for news stories. And it's funny. There's this one UK Secretary of State going back to the 60s. His name is Dennis Healey. And he has this quote. He's saying, "World events do not happen by accident. So most of them are staged or pulled out by those that hold the purse strings. It's for national and commerce issues."
RV. It's problem, reaction, solution. You just switch that around. I just want to make sure everybody knows that. Yeah. So they create a problem. Everybody reacts. They offer the solution. And that's what they wanted in the first place. The other thing is, in all of these events, as we start going through them or whatever we talk about, all you have to know is if there's one part that is faked, like if on the Pulse nightclub, we showed you that there was a fake victim and it's completely fake and the police are in on it or whatever, that means the whole thing is fake. And all of these events, it's not just us saying it. There's videos of it from the mainstream media.
They're gone, though.
They're all taken apart, but they're not all gone. They're all on Stop, Look, Think under hoaxes. You got Pulse nightclub. You got Boston. You got Sandy Hook. You got 9/11. You got the whole lot of them in there. And anyone
on YouTube, David, I'm sorry. I'm talking about YouTube.
No, right. They're off of YouTube. But anyone that takes the time and has the courage to look will know.
Well, I want to mention this too, David and Chris. I want to say this real quick. This is so important. If people took the time to really investigate things, if you look at things a million miles away, it's going to be blurred. If you look closely, for example, after the so-called shooting at the Pulse nightclub, where supposedly 49 people were massacred, here's the thing is, after this all went down, the Orange County police had this this dance-off. They're in the police station, and they play Whitney Houston's song, "I Want to Dance with Someone." They're all dancing. They're all laughing, smiling. They're breakdancing. They're mocking the masses. They're playing with us like we're children. I mean, 49 people are supposedly killed in cold blood. People have to see these videos. It's on Orange County's official website, Orange County Police official website on YouTube. They're dancing, they're laughing, break dancing on the streets.
Chris, have you seen that?
I haven't seen it, but I've heard about that on a bunch of different occasions about how people are not acting the way that they should be acting in the circumstances.
There's no tears. I mean, imagine if you were the police department involved in that horrible massacre, if it was real. And then a couple weeks later, you guys are doing a mockery breakdancing song with big smiles on your face.
Right.
It's incomprehensible.
Here's one thing I want to point out, Chris and David. It's so important. I cover recent events. I go back in time and look at old news stories. In 1996, there was a so-called Atlanta bombing during the Olympics. And I look at things through like a microscope. During the so-called bombing, they had this camera crew there. Look at the so-called victims on the floor. Not one of them has a drop of blood. That's not the major issue. The major issue is this. There's a policeman that arrives at the scene. He's covering his left hand with his right in full view. And he's coming up to the scene. He lifts up his right hand. What do you see? Fake blood on the top of his left hand. And what does he do? He goes to a so-called victim. He's rubbing blood on the so-called victim. It's clear as day. So it shows you the media, the government, and the police are all working together against us. Psychological operations.
What do you think?
And I can show this video, Chris. I can send you this video. It's banned off YouTube. Every time I put it up, it's gone. It's banned. I have it on 153news.net.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters. Both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Think of the Vegas shooting, recent Vegas shootings.
Same thing. There was this one black man that supposedly attended this concert. He's on CNN a couple days later claiming he was shot in the neck. There's no signs of injury, saying, oh, I know people are calling this fake, but trust me, it's not fake. And he's trying to muster up tears, but they can't. You cannot fake real. There'll be, you know, when people cry, there's tears, there's snot coming out of their nose. There's nothing like this coming. There's nothing like this. There's no tears. I can't stress it enough.
They always have a hero, and I forget the name of the guy at Vegas, but he supposedly drove in there with his truck, took a truckload of people to the hospital, went back, took another truckload of people to the hospital. Yeah, went back again. I mean, the video of what he actually did and what was really going on and the people in his truck is so ridiculous. But the problem is people won't watch it. They're like, well, I can't believe they would have faked that. Therefore, I'm not even going to look at the information. I refuse to look, and I'm going to call you a crazy tinfoil hat conspiracy theorist, and that's it. And that's the world we live in. They have brainwashed us into not looking. But, and if you look and have eyes to see, your head's going to explode.
But I have a friend that was in the at the show running for his life.
I'll answer that too. Imagine you're at a show, and in the front of the show or in a certain area of the show, you got a whole bunch of crisis actors. They play some gunshots, whether they did that or not, I'm not even saying. And then people start running and screaming. What are you going to do? You're just going to follow the herd. You're going to run and scream too. Then you're going to go, you're going to flip on the television, and you're going to find out that you are in the middle of a massacre, a big fake massacre.
And here's the thing the man that Dave is talking about, his last name is Winston, another 33 name, this man that appeared on TV. He said, this is his story. He was throwing people over a fence knowing that workers leave their keys in the ignition, knowing he's going to find a car that he can bring these people to the hospital. So he supposedly dumps these people over this fence, not knowing there's going to be keys in a car. But he said, the first car that I found had the keys in the ignition. And he said he drove to the hospital. He brought 15 people. He came back and picked up more people. Like, the police are going to allow this. It just...
He also did an interview saying that his buddy, he wouldn't say his buddy's name, because my buddy was standing right next to me. He got shot 3 times in the shoulder. Now, anyone that knows anything about guns and, you know, if shooting from that far away, you can't hit some guy 3 times in the shoulder. He's going to fall to the ground. He's going to move.
Right.
It's impossible. And then the reporter said, well, how's your buddy doing? Oh, he didn't make it. Not a tear. Not crying. And he stuck his fingers in the three holes. They were so close together. He stuck his fingers in the holes to stop the bleeding. I forget if he made it or not, but that was the story. He stuck his fingers in the holes. Could you imagine shooting a target from 400 yards away and shooting three holes so close you can stick your fingers in them?
Who's manipulating this whole thing? Like, we've got a lot of examples now of things that you guys have said about the fake shootings and the OJ and the Twin Towers and all that stuff. Who's in charge of all this?
Before RV goes off, before you go off, I'm going to just say the people that are really in charge of it will never know who they are. Gotcha. We never see them. It's the puppets below them, and there's different levels. There's high level, like the Rothschilds, and then it works their way down from there. Go ahead, RV.
Yeah, and that's what it comes down to, what David just said, is people we never see, the bankers, like I said, people that, that own and control this world. And there's people like Ted Turner, Turner being a 33 name, he has CNN Center on the 33rd parallel. These are all cultists. I mean, real quick, these are the six psychopaths that run this world. Ted Turner was interviewed on CNN. He was asked about, how the suicide rate is higher with former military than from the actual war with Iraq. And he smiled and he goes, he was asked, what do you think about this? He smiled. He goes, he stopped himself from saying terrific. He goes, I think it's good. And he continues to go on and on. These are sick and twisted people. It's like this. You know how people go to Africa and they thin the herds of antelope, like wildebeest.
Yeah.
And they lower the number down. They look at it this way. And these are necessary evils. These people that run this world look in the same terms that they do things, and they're just like they're the way they operate is they don't look at the human side of things. They do things for the betterment of them and to get their agendas across. So they're not going to let things happen by random. So when it comes down like this, real things happen in this world. No one's calling local stories hoaxes. It's the things they spotlight, and it's to control the world. And this is why they do it, is to get people to move into a certain direction.
Chris, one of the things they do is they give us clues, and there's a card deck called the Illuminati card deck. When did it come out, RV? What year?
1995,
and it has all of these images that are basically telling the story of everything that happens. There's a Vegas card where it has the Jack and the Ace, which is the exact tattoo that the singer has on his shoulder, and it predicts the shooting. So now, why do they do that? How was it? Yeah. Or are they playing a game and they all have different cards and like, oh, I'm going to do this. I'm going to lay out this scenario. We don't know, but we can prove that all of these things are hoaxes. And there's no doubt if you look at the information.
Yeah. Let me give you another analogy, how they're playing with us. There's this one man that survived supposedly three terrorist attacks. He survived supposedly Boston, the Paris attack, and Belgium. He goes back to Utah, and he's greeted by a man named Dallin H. Oakes. The middle name and last name is Hoax. And the name of the so-called person that survived the three terrorist attacks, his name is Mason Wells. So they're playing with us. Like, again, I can't stress this enough. With all these events, your numbers are going to be there. And again, they're just playing with us like we're children. That's why they're the enlightened ones.
RV, talk about Vince McMahon and the WWE logo.
Yeah, is there no E in the WWE logo? When you turn the WW sideways, you have a 33.
Vince, when you hang the belt over your shoulder, it's 33.
Yeah, I'm looking at one of the pictures you sent me right now, and it's under the headline of Vincent Kennedy, and I'm looking at Seth Rollins with the title, and I can see the 33 right there, yeah.
That's what I created. Yeah, I created that for David to send to you. All these things, for example, you look at the concept of the New World Order, where I've been a wrestling fan since 1983, and you look at the concept of the New World Order, where WCW was a Saturday show, and it was moved to a primetime slot, and it just so happens that the New World Order angle came out shortly thereafter. They want a spotlight this. Then, and how it all came about was, after the New World Order and that angle dissipated, there goes the WCW, sold to Vince McMahon. Here's the funny thing is, Eric Bischoff, his group offered $70 million, $5 million down to purchase a WCW. In the contract, the stipulation said, if you purchase it, we still control programming. Because it's all about programming. Wrestling, yes, it's important, but they're always going to fit in programming. So like I said, like David, you know, David talked about the Twin Towers and the Mega Powers. That's something he got from me that watching my videos talking about it. But the bottom line is this. Vince McMahon bought WCW for $2.5 million. After everything was said and done, it was about $5 million. The down payment by Eric Bischoff's group was $5 million. So it's about more or less programming. Yes, yes, it's about the wrestling, but they need to fit programming in too.
Tell
they
them about
have to
what,
have it in there.
Tell them about the thing Vince says in the ring.
Oh yeah, when the Undertaker made a return back in 1996 before WrestleMania, facing Shane McMahon, Vince goes in the ring, like cutting a promo, and he goes, the chances of me standing with Shane after WrestleMania are, it's like hell freezing over, the seas parting, and the earth spinning on its axis. These are miracles, and only a fool believes in miracles. So he's telling you right there, and it goes over everybody's head because they don't understand the flat earth concept, that we're not monkeys living on a spinning ball. He's basically telling you the chances of the earth spinning, it would be a miracle. The only time you feel the earth moving is when there's an earthquake. We're supposedly spinning at 1,100 miles an hour at the equator. We don't sense it. We don't feel it. It's not happening. The people that, you know, it's like this. People have eyes. They cannot see. People have a brain. They cannot use it. Here's something interesting. Roddy Piper's movie back from 1988 called They Live. There's a black preacher man.
It's a documentary.
He's blind. He can't see. But he's telling people that are gathering around him, you have been blinded to the truth. You people, you know, you've been blinded to the truth. You've been blinded from birth to death. And he's a blind man telling people with eyes that they can't see. That's the duality aspect. And this is what's happening. We live in this matrix where people question nothing. You hear about a story like Sandy, boom, you just believe it without thought. Well, why would they lie about this? It's about control. That's what it's about. So getting back to Vince McMahon, he knows the earth is flat. He's enlightened. He has the dual 33 name. Chris, do this. Go to Vince McMahon and say, you know what? Do you have a dual 33 name in Pythagorean numerology? His eyes will pop out of his head. You're like, wow, how did you know?
So Vince is in on it? He knows about this?
He knows.
Absolutely.
Zero doubt. And that's why Mr. Kennedy, he repeated the name. Mr. Kennedy's gone now, but the name Kennedy is 33.
That's Vince's
middle
name.
Now, this is
going
to blow you away when it comes to John F. Kennedy. This is going to blow when it comes to the numbers and everything that comes down to it. If you watch the footage of John F. Kennedy supposedly being assassinated on Elm Street, the nightmare on Elm Street, the footage, there's a splice in the start. And who's recording all this? It's a 33rd degree Freemason in Abraham Zapruder. So Kennedy's a 33 name. The supposed shooter, Lee Oswald, is a 33 name. It happened on November 22nd. November is the 11th month in the year. 11 plus 22 is 33. Dallas, Texas is 33. So these are, by the numbers, Robert, his brother, Robert Kennedy, Robert's 33. Kennedy's 33. He was supposedly gunned down by Sirhan. Sirhan. Sirhan is a 33 name. It's a dual 33 name. So once people understand that both Kennedys were shot, had 33 names, and both supposed shooters had 33 names, you will understand these are fabrications. Kennedy's no hero. He told us we're going to land on the moon before the end of the decade. How do you know this? Because he knew they're going to fabricate it. We live, it's like the movie Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome. Why does thunder echo? There's a dome above us. Why do rainbows have an arc? Because there's a dome above us. When Tina Turner's a 33 name. When she sings, "We don't need another hero, we don't need to know the way home. All we want is what's beyond Thunderdome, and that's heaven." The song is not even credited by her; it's given to her. But the beyond Thunderdome is heaven. So these concepts for these movies are not pulled out of thin air. And Mel Gibson's a 33 name as well.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed, also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
me ask you a couple of questions, RV and David. Yeah. You sent me a bunch of pictures to look at, and there's a couple that I want to ask you about and see how it ties into everything based on the headlines. One of them was Vincent Kennedy, which you mentioned. Back to the Future, we talked about Sandy Hook. But here's one that's interesting to me. Pink is a man.
Yep.
What does that, what's the proof of the evidence, and what does that do to anything?
Yeah, let me explain. What they're doing is they work off, Chris, they work off opposites. So, like, for example, if they tell us we live in a ball that's spinning, the world's flat and stationary. If they tell us vaccines are good for us, you know they're not. Everything's aligned in this world. So what they're doing is they have this Masonic goat god called Baphomet. And what it is, it's half male, half female with the goat's head. It's androgyny. They like to pervert things and twist God's creation. So you see the abs. That's the V shape. Okay, unless you're a super, super, super fit woman, and very rarely you have that V shape. That's a masculine V shape. You see that the prosthetic she's holding, or I say he or she, whatever it is, holding on his stomach.
Oh, look at the bottom lining. Fake pregnancy.
Yeah, it's a fake pregnancy. You can see the bottom curve. You can see it's a prosthetic, and that little child's holding it down.
There's a picture. There's a couple pictures where it shows the edge of the prosthetic.
Yes.
The fake stomach. Without, again, this is a completely another show. There's so many people that are in high places that are not the gender that they're showing us, and they do that to make us worship transgenders.
Yes. Here's the thing is, there's a runner in Africa, South Africa. His name is Caster Semenye. He wears a number 33. It's a man that had his thing chopped off. If you Google this person, Caster Semenye, look at all the photos, and you could tell they're not doing anything about it. Of course, it's clearly a man. The same thing with Samantha Stouser in Australia, a tennis player. Look at the arms. Look at the wrists. Look at the legs.
Yeah.
They're letting this happen. Go back to the Olympics during World War II. There's a Polish athlete and a German athlete. These are clearly men. They're allowing this.
Okay.
And what they're doing is this. They want an unlevel playing field. This is one thing I want to point out too. They want an unlevel playing field. They want men versus women. They want blacks versus whites. They want religion versus religion. It's divide and conquer. It keeps us all fighting and keeping the eyes off those that rule. These people have this structure, this system down, where they're going to continue to rule, because I'm sorry, the masses have been completely dumbed down. They're self-centered. They're self-saturated. They don't see what's happening around them. They're so consumed with themselves.
What about the Fox 666?
Yeah. This is Pythagorean numerology. So you have, for example, Michael J. Fox, who replaced Eric Stoltz in Back to the Future because of that occultic name. Michael's a 33 name. Fox is 666. So when you have 20th Century Fox, it's 20th Century 666. When you have Fox Film, CNN, the logo, turn it sideways, it's the 33. That's when I first saw the CNN logo, I'm like, that's a weird logo for CNN. It's all in cursive. But if you turn it sideways, you see it's a clear 33. And it's located on the 33rd parallel, and it's owned by a man named Turner with a 33 name. Just like the Roswell supposed alien crash is on the 33rd parallel. The Phoenix Lights, you look at the so-called UFO, which is a complete hoax. It's shaped like a Masonic square. They're putting their signs and symbols in plain sight. If people understood how these people operate, not off language, but off signs and symbols and numbers and dates and colors, like orange, the only color in numerology, that's why they supposedly brought Tang to the moon. And by the way, guess what the supposed record for men on the moon is? It's 33 hours. Astronaut is 33 numerology. You know, why is it called the Apollo 11 mission? Because it's a reference to the Bible. There's only one verse in the whole entire Bible where the Antichrist is named. It's Revelation 9:11. His name is Apollyon or Apollo. So it's Apollo's the number 9. Satan's the number 9 in Satanism. It's Anton LaVey stated, the number 9 is Satan's number. So 9/11, that's why they did the ritual on 9/11, September 11th. And also with the so-called Apollo 11 missions. So everything, there's a reason. If people just understood the occult, not that you like it, but if you understand the hidden the esoteric meaning. We're giving the exoteric meaning to everything. Like, for example, when people do the AOK sign, it's actually a 666 sign to them.
How?
So we do a lot of things. For example, I want to point this out here, not to bash anybody with long hair and ripped jeans. Back in the 80s, it was the big thing. To be a rocker, you had long hair and ripped jeans. Why? And this, again, I'm sorry if anybody has long hair out there, but in the Bible, it says long hair is meant for females to cover their bodies. It's not meant for men. It's considered shameful for a man to have long hair. And why the ripped jeans? Noah told his sons, do not, in despair, do not rip your clothes. So these concepts are not just pulled out of thin air with these people. Like, for example, the people that own the music industry in Hollywood, the concepts are all about the occult. So they're not just going to have these, like, for example, you see the album for, say, Def Leppard or Poison. They're wearing all the makeup and the eyeliner. They found these individuals. They said they have a lot of talent. Then they shape them and form them to what you see on television programming. Then millions upon millions of kids, they grow out their hair, they wear their ripped jeans, and this is what happens to society. They create society. They like Mannequin Challenge. How does this happen? Mannequin is 33. Challenge is 33. In numerology, Tide Pod, Challenge. Tide Pod is 33. If people only understood this, they're never going to get it because it's a bunch of nonsense because all they've been fed is lies their whole entire lives. They step into a classroom, they see a globe, they ask the teacher, how does water stick to the bottom? They say gravity. You know, if you drop your keys, why does the keys fall? It's not because some magical right. force in the center of the earth. It's because the keys are heavier than the air that it's in.
Okay, let me ask you this. And I see that Bon Jovi's a 33 name, yep. but also I'm looking at Oprah. Where does Oprah fit in all this?
Okay, Oprah has what's called Harpo Studios. This is the law of reversal by Aleister Crowley. It goes back further to Eliphas Levi, who's he was basically a Mason. There's different terms for it, but he was a Mason. They have this law of reversal where they do things in opposites, like Michael Jackson's backslide. Backsliding is a term to go against Christ, to fall away. So these concepts of Michael Jackson doing the backslide was devised for that very reason. And he's not the first to do it. There's many people that have done it before him. But again, Oprah backwards is Harpo. So Harpo Studios, like NATO, they have a planet. It's called Otan. So you have these concepts of doing things. Like, for example, in the Satanic Church, they say the Lord's Prayer backwards.
Mm.
This is mockery. You know, for example, it's everywhere. 4th of July. Why do we have, for 4th of July, Independence Day, we have Red Devil fireworks. We have Phantom fireworks, which is a spirit. We have, you know, Black Cat. It sounds like Halloween. Everything's wrapped around the occult. Easter. Why do we have Easter bunnies? It's all about sex fertility. There's hidden meanings to everything they do. So once people grasp the video game industry, the Sega Genesis, what does Sega mean? Sega is ages backwards. Sega's not a word. So when you flip over Sega, it's ages of Genesis. And Genesis is the beginning. So
Wait,
you have...
On video games, they're showing just horrible mutilation of bodies and stuff. I forget where I heard this. Maybe it was you, RV. Video game sound engineer was given an audio tape of a slaughterhouse where they were slaughtering pigs, and he was to use that for the demons in the video game. Think about what that does to the psyche of an adolescent kid playing that game. I mean, they are screwing with their minds.
Yeah, and also, too, you know, I made a video a while ago in the game Siphon Filter, while the characters walking through these hallways, they have the flat earth map on the walls. And people are playing the games. They love to mock. These people that are enlightened ones, the ones that own and control this world, they like look at us like we're a bunch of dumb animals. And everybody's like living the rat race, working 9 to 5 and don't have time to even scratch themselves when they get home and just enough time to eat dinner, watch a little TV, go to sleep, and go back to their slave job the next day. You know, this is the society they created. We're basically slaves for them. And once you know the truth will set you free in this world deception. And this is the thing is, they keep the truth, they make the truth sound ridiculous. Like, oh, you believe, it's like this. You know, the thought of people standing upside down in Australia, ships, going upside down in Antarctica. Listen, they call it the Antarctic Edge for a reason. They call it the Antarctic Circle for a reason. They call it an airplane for a reason. It's a vehicle flying over the air over a plane. Just like a submarine means underwater, an airplane's flying over a plane. They're mocking us. It's not called the air ball or air globe. It's called an airplane. You look at PDF files from NASA. You dig in deep and look deeply. There are many references where they're doing experiments over a flat Earth. In this model, we're going to test this plane over a flat Earth model. Why is that necessary if we're living on a globe?
I don't know.
Why is it necessary? There's no reason to do that if we live on a globe. So, you know, there's no curvature. There's no evidence. That's why they created the fisheye lens camera. For example, when they do a documentary in History Channel of these construction workers working a spire on the Trade Towers, and you see the so-called curvature of the Earth, it's two in one. While you're watching this indoctrination about 9/11 and terrorists, they're also showing you the ball Earth programming, but all you're getting is a fisheye lens. Remove the fisheye lens, you have a flat plane. You know, the horizon is always at eye level, no matter how high you go. So what it comes down to, it's ridiculous to believe we're all standing up straight on this plane, but it's not ridiculous to believe people are standing upside down, say, in Australia. How do waterfalls work in Australia? And you go to Niagara Falls, you have a waterfall that comes down. So what it comes down to, water needs to be contained to find a level. And that's the ice wall that surrounds the Earth. It makes the most sense.
Okay, hold on a second. Let's not get back into flat Earth. Let me ask you a question. You're talking about all these other things that you're talking about, these fantastic and very, like you mentioned, it's a big pill to swallow hearing it all at once.
Huge.
What are we supposed to do about it? How do you react to all these things? How do you combat it? Do you combat it? Do you just fall into line? What do you do?
Let me jump in there. Very easy, Chris.
Don't believe their lies. Once you, it's like this. When you watch a movie and you understand it's programming, it's not going to enter your subconscious and control you. Like when you watch a movie, you realize that news is programming, maybe. So you go to a movie, you don't realize there's programming in movies as well. So you're sitting there, your guard is down, you're letting the subconscious enter. This is one of the biggest thing is music in movies where they're like, for example, As the World Turns, it's the soap opera. And they show this planet spinning. You know, here's something funny. Look at George Lucas's logo for before Star Wars plays. It's based on a movie with these aliens and planets. He shows the flat Earth model in plain sight. There's a dome with the sun and the moon under the dome. And Lucasfilm is 33 numerology. So he's mocked, and he has a quote from this book from 1997. Why is the public so stupid? And I have that in the pictures that I sent David to send to you.
Let me answer Chris's question.
Dave, go ahead.
Yeah, so what can we do about it? Many people, when they start this waking up journey, first they mock it, you know, and then they start looking into it, and then they get depressed, and they finally go, oh, what difference does it make? What am I supposed to do? There's nothing I can do. I'm just going to live my life. And that's what they want you to do. But the truth is, once you realize that they are doing all of this to control your mind, yes. It's like learning it's like going to see David Copperfield and knowing how he does his tricks. It's not that interesting. You're no longer giving your energy out to them. Just by knowing that it's all nonsense and it's all to control you, frees you. The truth will set you free. It's that simple. And once you open your eyes to it and have the courage and the ability to let your ego go and realize you have been lied to, you know, the saying, it's easier to fool somebody than to convince them they've been fooled. Once you lay down your beliefs, throw them out because they're based on nonsense, then you are truly free and your life will start unfolding. Your eyes will open and you'll be able to see. I've known so many people that couldn't see through 9/11, Boston and Sandy Hook, which are the most obvious of all of them. But then when they saw the flat Earth, their eyes opened, and then all of a sudden, they could see the others. If you go to picture 11, Boston Pants, RV was talking about the shredding of clothes. Look at the pictures of these guys. This is a bomb that blew their pants apart but didn't cut their skin.
Yeah.
Is that possible?
No, it's not.
I'm asking you, Chris.
No, it's not possible, is it?
All right, so the next thing is, the bomb was filled with ball bearings, nails, and screws, and it blew up and blew people's legs off. 10 feet from the bomb or less was a Nike banner. Nike, sponsor, by the way, on a
Adidas
fence.
Actually, Adidas.
Yeah, oh, it was Adidas banner on a fence, and it didn't have a single hole in it, or mark on it. Is that possible?
Well, you absolutely not, of course.
That's absolutely not possible. Therefore, the entire thing is fake. How they pulled it off? Well, all the information's out there on how it's pulled off, and it's all on stoplookthink.com under hoaxes, Boston bombing. If you look, and you'll see. Here, last thing on this, the Boston bombing, the finish line is at, want to guess the address? Yeah. I'll tell you, Boylston Street, 666 Boylston Street.
Yeah. Also, too, Chris, I want to mention this, too. The supposed perpetrator was a man named Joker Tsarnaev. Joker, as in Joker. They love this plan name, Joker. And Tsarnaev's Joker is a third degree name as well. So when it comes down to it, I want to mention as well, before this event happened, the Boston Globe, by the way, the Boston Globe, their building has a flat earth glass dome entrance. But the Boston Globe, they announced there's going to be a bomb drill happening that day. Just so happened the same day the Boston bombing. And here's a funny thing, too. When you look at the footage closely and you look at things under a microscope, the devil's in the details, and it's very true. When you see the so-called explosion go off, you'll see the Boston Globe cameraman at the finish line, and you'll see him jump right after this all goes down, no hesitation, and he starts filming things. But he never pans in to where all the crisis actors are behind the fence. And that was a smoke screen. Right.
A minute before the bombing, they made an announcement that there was going to be a simulation bomb exploding at the finish line of the Boston bombing.
Yeah, I mentioned that.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, okay. Wow. And then if you go to picture number 9, Supertramp, if you look at the Supertramp album and you mirror it, it's the 9/11 with the Twin Towers right underneath it with orange, which is 33.
I see that. Amount, what about Rush? Where does Rush fit in? I'm looking at the Rush thing right now.
Okay, I want to mention that. Where
as we wind down here, let me know about the Rush.
Yeah, I'm going to say this. I coined a phrase where they give us truth in movies and music and lies in the news. And when Rush, the song Limelight, all the world's a stage, all the men and women are merely players, they give us the truth in seemingly ridiculous places. And they lied to us where the truth should be. So they give us the truth where it shouldn't be, and they lied to us where it shouldn't be. So, for example, you have like Morrissey released a song recently, and the lines are, you know, I stayed in bed, but I didn't watch the news because the news contrives to put fear in you, to take away your mind. So they put the truth in music. Here's something interesting, and I apologize, Chris, I didn't answer your question directly. You know, what is the reason? You know, why are they doing this? But and how do we combat it? Once you know they're trying to manipulate us and you don't allow them, they no longer have control over you. I could watch the news and I'm not manipulated or controlled by them. So the truth will set you free in your mind. And you're not going to let them control you through fear. Because what you believe becomes your reality. So this is the matrix where they're creating this.
That what they don't want you to know is that your thoughts create your reality. And if you look at anything you have in your life, it was a thought before it was a thing. And people that, you know, have a certain way of thinking, create that type of life from themselves. That's why they keep repeating the same thing again and again and again. Talking about mind control, I was on a trip and I went to have some dinner and I sat at the bar by myself, but the place was full. And all people were talking about was so cool that a Tesla car is flying in space, which is just nonsense. They were talking about sports, weather, and oh my God, Kim Jong-un is going to throw a nuclear bomb at us and we're all going to die. That's mind control. Nuclear bombs aren't real. Kim Jong-un is just an actor. North Korea isn't even a real country. There's nothing's in space. And that's all everyone was talking about. 100% mind control.
David, I want to mention this to Chris as well, because Chris, I listened to your podcast and you like to talk about the moon landings. This is very important because you like to discuss it. Don Pettit, a so-called astronaut, that's another plane named astronaut, they've never been in space, like a cosmonaut, and they're all working, by the way, Russia and U.S. are all working together. David, I told that to David many times, that the world's a stage and they're all working together in collusion against us. But what it came down to, I made a video about it last year, this astronaut, Don Pettit, said last year, I would love to go back to the moon in a nanosecond if we could, but we destroyed that technology. It doesn't exist anymore. Here's the problem. Back in 2013, China supposedly had a moon mission and land on the moon. So how is it that China, and the footage is ridiculous, they supposedly land on the moon, and it's all CGI. It's complete garbage. And people are buying it. but it was barely covered in the Western media because it was so horrific, this presentation China did on faking things. The U.S. is much better at faking things than China. But the bottom line is you have a U.S. astronaut saying we can't go back to the moon, but Donald Trump is saying in the year 2033, we're going to send astronauts to Mars. And by the way, Trump's a 33 name as well. His original name is Drumpf. His surname is really Drumpf. It's changed to Trump for theatrical. The world's well, stage.
Last thing. What's going to happen in the future, David? Is this going to continue on? Is this something that we just have to live with forever and just try and figure out the truth for ourselves? Will it ever be outed?
I believe that there is a mass awakening going on. What the reasons for that, we can talk about. It's the energy of the earth is changing. People are waking up faster and faster and faster. They just have to take the courage and go look. And once they wake up to something like the flat earth or even some of the hoaxes, their eyes open to the rest. And when you disconnect your power, it's like the analogy of the Matrix. We are feeding the machine with our energy. They are living off of our fear energy. And if we take that fear energy away, we are you know, millions and millions and millions to one. They can't control us unless we allow them to. They tell us what they're doing, so we give them permission. Because if we don't say no, we're saying yes. There is a law that works in our favor. It's the law of free will. They can't break it because they know karmically what that does to them. The game that they're playing is way bigger than what we realize. They're after our souls. Now people go, oh my God, that's new wave, new agey nonsense. They're after our souls. If you knew what your soul was, you'd understand why they're after it. And it's about total control. So to answer the question, it is changing. I believe it's changing super fast. And we're going to hit the tipping point. And as I said to you on the phone the other day, Chris, the flat earth is going mainstream and you are ahead of the curve, pun intended.
Yes.
Ben, what do you think? Final thoughts?
Not to take too much time to conclude. I know you got to get going, but I want to put this out there where they basically warn us before they do anything. For example, something such as vaccines. We have someone like Dr. Oz going all over TV, speaking to millions upon millions of people about getting vaccinated. He goes on CNN and says, he was asked about vaccine. He admits his own wife and children don't get it. But what it comes down to is this. He can basically manipulate millions upon millions of people to get vaccinated, but he can't convince his own wife and children to get vaccinated. Isn't that interesting? So I don't think it's by accident. He's basically telling you, and they're doing this on purpose, this is not safe. Mm-hmm. My own wife and children are not taking it. Do you people understand this? But you are listening to me anyways, even though I can't convince my own wife and children to get vaccinated.
Last word on my part is, again, what we told you today is just giving you the ability to ask the question and look for yourself. Don't believe us. You have to look yourself. Then you'll know. Belief is the enemy of knowing. And a great place, stoplookthink.com, has all of the information you need on all of this stuff.
David and Ben, this has been great. Like you said, there's so much to think about and to digest here. And I encourage everybody to go and check out some of the stuff that they've been talking about. And we'll have you guys back on to consider more of this in the future for sure.
And if you want to follow me, the flatearthpodcast.com, tons of information on Flat Earth. And you could subscribe to my podcast also, which, by the way, Chris might be coming on.
I will.
Maybe very soon.
I'll do it. Awesome. I'll do it for sure. Thank you, guys.
All right. Thanks.
Chris, I want to end one last thing. Everything we're saying, it's like a meal. It takes time to digest and to process. It's all new. And that's a very important aspect. I don't expect people to accept it right away. Let it digest. Do the research. And you'll come to the same conclusion we are in time. It takes time. It's not going to happen overnight.
Words of wisdom, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Chris. I appreciate it very much.
Thanks, Chris.
All right. Thanks to David Weiss and the mysterious RV. That's a lot of information they shared. Some I'm sure they think is true. Some total BS, I'm sure. If you want to check it out for yourself, though, a lot of what they talked about is on a website called stoplookthink.com. And as he mentioned earlier in the show, RV is now posting his videos and blogs about the satanic government at 153news.net. Whether you believe it or don't believe it, it definitely gives you food for thought and something to think about. And something else to think about is go book your cabin now at Christian chrisjerichocruise.com. It's where you need to go to book your cabin for Chris Jericho's Rock and Wrestling Rager at Sea. We're getting ever closer to the evasive sellout. It's going, we're going to get there, baby. And we're setting sail October 27th. There is a few cabins left, but it is close to selling out. So get your cabin while you can. Remember, once you book your cabin, all the activities on the ship are free. Everything is included in the price of your cabin. Live podcasts, concerts, comedy shows, meet and greets, autograph signings, wrestling matches, Sea of Honor tournament, Alpha Club versus Bullet Club. The food is included. Here's what we know for sure. Alpha Club, the Bucks of Jericho, or is it Y2 Jackson versus the Bullet Club? One time only, one night only. How about Sammy Callahan versus Marty Scurll? Impact versus Ring of Honor. It's also LAX versus the Young Bucks. Impact versus Ring of Honor. Live talk is Jericho with Ricky the Dragon Steamboat. Remembering Eddie Guerrero with Conan and Rey Mysterio. The entire Bullet Club is going to do one. Jim Ross and Jerry the King Lawler. Mick Foley doing his 20 Years of Hell stand-up show. And the first round of the Ring of Honor, Sea of Honor tournament has been announced. There will be a World Heavyweight Championship title shot for the Ring of Honor World Championship for whoever wins the Sea of Honor tournament, featuring Jay Lethal, Chris Daniels, Marty Scurll, the Briscoes. You can see all of the matches at ChrisJerichoCruise.com. Keeping it 100 versus Killing the Town, live debate, live comedy from Brad Williams, the Impractical Jokers, Ron Funches, Craig Gass, and then there's a Rock and Roll. It's a Rock and Wrestling Rager. Fozzy will be playing. Corey Taylor of Slipknot and Stone Sour. Phil Campbell and the Bastard Sons, who I just saw this past week in Belgium. They are an amazing rock and roll band. Go to my Instagram to see the story on that. King, The Stir, the Dave Spivak Project. So many bands will be there. SoCal Val is the special cruise director. Noel Foley, the Cherry Bombs, the Darlings of Rock and Roll, Mandy Leon, Kelly Klein. Go check out ChrisJerichoCruise.com and come join the fun. Come make history with us. Get your cabin now. All right, coming up on Friday, it's the return of Jack Slade with the best and worst SummerSlam preview ever. Jack was great a couple months ago on the WrestleMania best worst preview. Now we got SummerSlam. We're going to predict who wins, who loses, who the champions will be by the end of the night. Neither one of us have much of an idea what's going on, but it will be entertaining. So we will see you then. The best worst SummerSlam preview ever with Jack Slade on Friday. In the meantime, and in between time, stay hard, stay hungry, peace, love, and hugs, and a big yeah, boy. See you on Friday. And watch for that satanic government.